This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So was the flight?
Yeah.
Do you talk over
was
the,
it long? Wait,
is that a thing that you talk over the theme song?
Always.
Yeah.
Just asking if the flight was okay.
I guess we're talking now over the theme song. We're asking you if the flight was okay.
Do you not want to talk
really
about that?
Long.
No, it's not that I don't want to talk about that. I don't remember if this is a thing or
just asking if the flight was okay.
Yeah.
No, talking over the theme song. Talking over.
I had a whole row.
I had a whole row. I laid down and I slept.
Zach didn't have a whole row.
I had a whole row. And I waited and I waited. And then they closed the door. And I was like, I've got my own fucking row. And then the flight attendant walked past a group of three. And he said, hey, do you want to sit at the end of my fucking row? And then this little fucking teenage cunt sits in my row before we've even taken off.
Can you just say adult cunt?
Yeah. It's just like,
he was over 18.
It's different here.
He purchased a cup of wine.
Wow. Wait, so did he have a pre-approved credit card?
What do you mean?
Or was wine free?
Oh, was he got a free wine.
Because the guy wouldn't give me a rum and dry.
Was there a bathroom?
On the plane?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There was?
They let you shit and piss on the plane. What is this with Americans?
Credit troubles, Mark?
Let's back up. It sounds like Mark has some financial issues. For me too.
Well, there's... So, okay. So, I wanted...
Big TV star and all. I figured you have a...
a straight line of credit.
A pre-approved credit card.
Of course. A card bounces and it must be a credit problem. That's the...
No, you had to... I got a goddamn American Express Platinum that my brother gave me that's attached to his account. So don't talk to me about money.
Your brother gave you a credit card?
Mm-hmm. Well, Les gave me a credit card and more. He has a credit card and just sort of put me on his account.
And it's American Express.
And I have to let him know. I have to text him anytime I use it. But anyway, so money issues, no. You have to let United know that you have a credit card. You have to give them your numbers before you get on the flight.
Yeah.
So that, So that then they can use that credit card. Yeah. You can't just give them any old credit card. And I didn't know that. And so I asked for a
I don't think that's true.
Well, would you like me to get the flight attendant?
I was really just checking it, like, you know, just general.
Yeah.
Flight good.
I got yelled at on the flight. I can do one more flight story.
You asked all of us a question, was your flight good? My answer was no. A little cunt took the end of my row.
Yeah.
So I couldn't lay down.
Just make it a big cunt just so we don't have any issues.
Yeah. So that was my answer. I gave you a clean, simple answer. Anyway, Mark, carry on.
I got yelled at because I took some pretzels.
And he broke the law.
And you didn't have the money to pay for them.
No. They're free. Yeah. There's a snack area next to the toilet. And
so there really was a toilet.
Yeah, there were several.
Yeah. They've got like four toilets.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And I was told by...
It's a way of, like, I don't want to say what level you guys are at, just kind of, like, understanding sort of where you're all
Well, have you been on any plane?
I'm trying to picture the plane a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever been on any plane?
Yeah.
Was there a toilet on that plane?
I'm not, like, so, like, always having to know if there's a toilet or not.
I guess that's kind of my thing.
When I'm getting on a plane, I'm not like, I got to find out immediately.
How many
a
toilets?
Toilet.
Hey, can you count the toilets?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Excuse me, pilot.
Would you fly to
count the all the toilets, pilot?
Like, that's not like.
Maybe that's a cultural thing. Because we need to know immediately. That's the first
that's
thing.
An Australian
we, often we will push the flight at. Grab any flight attendant by the throat, push them against the wall.
Yeah.
and say how many fucking toilets are there on this goddamn plane. I've
never done that, man.
How many toilets on the plane?
Have you ever done that, Brody?
No,
I've never met an Australian that threatens a...
Maybe it's an Italian thing.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to throw you under the bus here, but I've never
threatened
and Italian.
I've never threatened a flight attendant to find out where the bathroom is.
I need to know the amount of toilets on any given scenario. It was the first thing I did when I got here. I said,
How
many fucking toilets?
Sorry. I thought you meant where the toilets are. We do that.
Yes, thank you.
We do.
You find out how many. You don't need to know where they are.
No, but we get pretty aggressive if you're not telling me how many toilets there are.
How many toilets are there here?
How many toilets in here?
Two.
Yes, two.
I'm getting the
Well, I knew you could have just asked me. I knew. Yeah. I checked it out.
I wouldn't want to bother you.
This is fun. This is fun to see you guys in person.
It's really nice to see you guys, too.
It's so great. It's all making sense.
We do want to pick up some of the work that we had built on.
Absolutely.
From the last show that we did together.
That went so great.
That one did end up having, it made ripples, let's say.
It had a cultural impact, I'm sure. Where you are as well, people were discussing, that it was very successful and that the rapport, right? We're all friends in real life now.
Yes.
And you could feel that coming through. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about...
The pretzels?
I really do not want to hear any more plane stuff.
The plane, I think we're going to put to bed for now.
Yes, we have
to. If there's time at the end, maybe we'll
planes are too big to put to bed.
Just want
to
answer the question thoroughly.
No, okay, yeah. That's, yeah, it's like an idiom.
What do you get? Get a big blanket?
It's funny to picture it. Yeah, get a blanket over a blanket. I mean, they probably do cover them up sometimes.
but probably more with like a top.
Yeah.
I'm going to try.
What's the fucking difference?
I'm going to try and remember what I was talking about a second ago.
Yeah.
So what we did in the last show, do you remember?
Yeah, the
TikTok. Do you need water or anything? Your throat
we watched
a little fucked up.
We keep going back to this stuff is making me really, it's fine.
What's wrong? Are you okay?
I will be. I could be. I definitely could be if we could just kind of get on.
Just clear your throat. It drives me nuts when I have to hear that kind of thing.
Do you care if I make a noise while I do that?
No, that's fine. Okay. That's fine. As long as when you're talking, it's not like inflicting suffering on the listener. It's the opposite of the mission of the show, right? We make these things and the whole point, right?
I don't feel like it's me. I don't feel like I've held responsible for the effects that what other people are doing is having on me. I don't think that's my fault necessarily.
No, but you can own your part of it. We like to talk on this show a lot about keeping our side of the street.
It feels
clean.
A little victim blamey to me, but
I don't listen to podcasts to hear someone cough in my ear.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the last
Well, if we don't want this to happen again, if we don't want this to happen again, I suggest we stay on track. We do the business that we're here to do.
What is the track?
And we finish talking
about. I would actually love to be able to complete that exact thought.
Here's my perspective.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to hear from Bro, and I haven't really heard much from you today. That's right. And so I'm going to say what I have to say now.
He's a man of few words, all right?
But when he gets going, I found that he really does kind of take over.
Nah, he's a conversational sniper, isn't he? Waiting in the bushes. Yes. Just that one comment for the whole episode.
It ends up being
the
comment. Kill shot. Yeah.
It ends up being the quote, the pull quote.
No, it often is.
We say he's got the gift of the gab.
I see him ticking over. I'm like, he's looking for that pull quote. He's looking for that pull quote.
Well, the person is actually rather loquacious. not that they would have a single impactful comment, but that they would engage you in conversation frequently.
Give him a shot.
I'm trying.
Here's my perspective.
Oh, here he comes.
My relationship is with Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Kevin.
My condolences.
Asked us to come on Handbook last time. We organized it over... We over email.
Yep.
We did that. We sat in a room. We watched some TikToks. That was done. At the end of it, I said, we're trying to promote a tour next year. We'd be great to come back on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now we aren't doing that on this show.
Please.
Just timing-wise, it doesn't make sense.
You can't stop
The timing doesn't work. But
we're coming into arniedonna.com. Join the mailing list.
You mentioned the TikTok. The tour is on a mailing list?
Magical Dead Cat Tour.
Okay, so what's happened there? So
AuntieDonna.com.
When this comes out, you can't buy tickets.
Oh.
We flew here, spent about $15,000 to come here.
Jeez. That's including accommodation.
Including accommodation.
$3,800 per bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the tickets aren't on sale for the time we're promoting it. So I have to be really clear that when we do come, we'll email you.
Well, it's per toilet. I don't know. They said each toilet was in its own bathroom.
Fascination with toilets.
Could have been one bathroom with two toilets.
Again, I'm not the one who knows exactly how many.
Well, he says he has a fascination with bathrooms. I have a story about pretzels that happened next to a bathroom. Doesn't want to hear it. So.
I just said that I don't have a fascination.
But this is the thing, though. Mm-hmm. We come into a space, we find out pretty quickly how many toilets are in that space, and then we move on.
And then it's done.
You know, and yet you're telling us we're obsessed with toilets. All I hear from you is, oh, that's that much per toilet. Oh, this is how many toilets there are on a plane.
We were trying to put it into your terms, just because the money's important to Broden. You know, I assume you're floating Mark during this because his credit line is...
Yeah, just line is fine. My brother gave me a credit card.
I wonder if that was just like for you to draw on or something like that, you know?
I did my little signature on the back.
Okay.
Okay. That's the issue.
Yeah.
It might have been to
play with, not to like fly to America with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know sometimes, because I have a little kid, sometimes they'll be reaching for something in my wallet or my credit card or something, and I'll just hand it to them, but it's not for them to use. It's just like to chew on or just to keep
it's not
them,
it's certainly not, so they're not to like fly to a different continent.
Yeah. If I can talk for Mark for a moment.
That would be
great. We had an issue when we picked up our rental at LAX on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
The credit card we had didn't correlate with the one that the car was booked for.
Mm.
I looked to Mark. Yes, it's a platinum.
Yeah, it's heavy. If you were to feel this thing, you would freak out.
Yeah.
Because I don't think probably in your lives, you've ever felt something so small with such weight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, you understand that it's not like a little plastic credit card, mass produced. It's got like weight.
I think you would freak.
There's only one of them.
You put it on the table, and it sounds like a gong.
It can.
It can sound like
if you choose to put it on the table in such a way that you wish to achieve that sound.
Or if the table is gong-like.
If the table
then the table's a gong heavy enough to activate it.
Yeah, it'll set it off. Right.
Yeah.
Except most gongs are the other way. But anyway, this guy.
Some people turn gongs into tables.
Which one?
It's just tables are sort of
which
horizontal.
Guy?
Yeah,
well, which guy, not you. Not the...
Okay.
The
well, you don't... But I understand what you're saying is the gong is vertical.
Yeah.
But if I fucking throwing star this platinum card into the gong, am I not putting it on the gong?
Sure, man, whatever.
And
are you trying to be
sound?
Funny? Because it's like
no. I'm trying to meet you where you're at. You know what I mean? That's what we always say on this show.
Broden was telling a story about.
Sorry,
Broden had a
we had an
car
issue.
Story,
they said we can't give you the car because you don't have the right card.
Yeah,
you need to rebook a car with a new card. Straight to Mark. He said, no problem. Puts his card down.
Yep.
The fee is charged to his card. We immediately ring our business to reimburse it back to Mark's brother immediately.
First I text my brother, go, hey, man, just so you know, this is the situation we found ourselves in. I know I said the chances of me using this are very low. We've just arrived. Unfortunately, we do have to use it. He wrote back, all good, man. Don't worry about it. These things happen.
Like that.
What's the limit on that card, Mark? It is unlimited.
Unlimited.
Not that it matters. This is an older brother or a much younger brother?
4.5 years older.
Okay.
Runs a business, runs a successful business. I've always been the black sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Does he sometimes give us like business advice on our production company? Yeah. We see him all as an older brother.
So do I have an
issue?
What
kind of product is he moving?
What's the business?
Like graphic
design. Shout it out.
Graphic design.
Got a mailing list for that one?
No, he doesn't need one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He has a list of clients. Nike.
Not that having a mailing list is a bad thing.
Yeah. Having a mailing list is a great thing. It's reasonable. Important. In
right.
fact,
but needing one is not good.
No, yeah. actually.
You are choosing to have
actually,
a mailing
actually,
list.
Needing one
actually,
is really
no,
not a
actually,
good thing.
Yeah. Well, I guess
But and needing to travel to the United States to promote your mailing list is like really.
I bet you think
that's tragic.
It's so dire.
Yeah.
Well, is it?
Yeah. I mean,
data is more valuable than gold.
What is
data?
Data. Okay.
Data.
Okay.
Data is more valuable than gold. Mm-hmm. And if you have your own data, that's like having your own.
Will you
gold.
Put your sunglasses back on?
Yeah, why did you take them off? What are you doing?
Wherever we start is where we just kind of want to.
I put these sunglasses.
We stick with that.
It's going to be a continuity.
I put these sunglasses on because I thought this was the Hollywood handbook.
Yeah,
and I wanted to look like a real Hollywood man. And we're sitting here talking about toilets, talking about gongs as tables. Mm-hmm. I don't think you want me to put these sunglasses on. You earn that.
It's rare that Zach and I disagree. A gong can be a table.
Sure. But it's not very Hollywood, is it?
Mm, I agree with him there.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, the boys learn the rules about recording at the Forever Dog Studios, and the Flieger ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Plus, see Hollywood Handbook live in Los Angeles March 29th with guest Timothy Simons at the Dynasty Typewriter. Check out all these shows and the video for today's episode with Auntie Donna at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hey guys, self-care is an everyday practice, and that includes staying groomed. And it's never been easier to get a high-quality daily shave thanks to Harry's. And we have a really exciting partnership that Harry's is announcing just for this month, which is Earth Day.
I can't believe the team up, the collaboration, but in an unheard of, like, two superpowers joining forces, Harry's is teaming up with the planet Earth, and it is the world we live on.
Mm-hmm.
And this month, the idea is Shave the Planet.
In collaboration with the Earth, Harry's is launching Shave the Planet 2023. They'll deliver razors right to your door with refills when you need them, and you can shave anything from the environment. And you won't have to replace your blade very often. They're as sharp on the eighth shave as they are on the first, depending on what part of the environment you shave.
We all could do more to take care of this Mother Earth we call home. Mm-hmm. And one way to take care of it is to properly groom it by shaving the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever looked at a palm tree and see how disgusting it look? All the little hair things sticking off the side?
Like, that's so beautiful. And have you ever actually even looked at it
before?
Have you looked at it?
And the fucking coconuts at the top, too. It's like, let's shave these damn things so that they're actually smooth and you can actually rub yourself against them. So, you know, they're going to be putting out the same high quality razors they always have, but with a brand new mission and a brand new target, which is to make the world more beautiful to live in and safer for you and your family.
The best part, the Truman Shave trial set is a $15 value for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. It includes a 5-blade German engineered razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover. Imagine shimmying up a perfectly smooth palm tree to rub yourself against an equally smooth coconut. Plus, you can schedule replacement blade delivery whenever you need them with refills as low as $2. Harry's also makes shaving creams for before and after your shave, body washes, hydrating lotions, and more. Imagine shaving the ocean.
Shaving the ocean. You know, change starts at home.
That is part of planet Earth.
Shave your own backyard and then just keep on going. Drag that razor all the way to the beach, on the sand, over by the pier. Shave some of the barnacles off the rocks and stuff. You know, careful with the snails. And then shave the ocean, please. Because it's our home.
Don't hurt anything.
Don't hurt and don't do it.
Kevin, you're highlighting this because you like this is important to you.
This is my favorite point.
And they're still offering a no-risk trial. Don't like your shave? No worries. It's on them. Upgrade to a razor and skincare routine that will have you looking your best with Harry's. Get a $15 Truman Shave trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. That's harrys.com/theboys for a $3 trial set.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. you can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Can we talk about Hollywood? Isn't that the point of this handbook?
I would actually, I mean, like, I guess I needed to let you all reach the same place of just wanting to do what we came here to do, which mm-hmm. is what we did last
talk
time. Which
Hollywood,
is last time you said we watched a number of TikToks. We actually we watched one.
Yeah,
TikTok.
The one is a number, yeah. We watched one, the number one of TikToks. Yeah.
But Broden was telling a story about the car.
That story is ongoing.
I think he got to the end.
It felt like it was summed up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark, you, in fact, took over the story at one point and I think put a nice little bow on it.
Do you want me to do a little more? So we got the car.
No, I'm
and
just
we
trying
drove
to remember
to our
where
accommodation.
I am.
Yeah. Went to bed.
What are we dealing with here? Kia Sportage or?
No, it's a Ford.
Because of the credit card
we got
related
to pick
trouble,
our own whip.
Because of the credit card related trouble, they said you can choose out of 4 cars.
I said, you can pick your whip. And I haven't been able to bring myself that. What is a whip?
What is a whip?
I wonder if you got a Ford because they heard you saying that you weren't sure you could afford this.
Well, and... I could. Well, my brother could, and I paid him back.
Okay.
Company paid him back.
Company paid him back.
Mm-hmm. The company. Our company.
What is
it? So Mark's dipping into the company to make his brother whole.
Because he gave you a card to do drawings on, you think that technically makes you a graphic designer, and so you're an employee of the company, and you get to use
funds? Some wires have been crossed here.
Okay.
Because that's an insane scenario.
I don't need to like dig into that too deeply. I do want to talk about
what we want to do today, which is
the Hollywood stuff.
Last time we watched a TikTok. You remember what the TikTok was about?
It was a dog.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
That's right. It was a dog. And he was watching his owner dance.
Dog didn't like his owner's
dancing.
He
didn't like the way the owner was dancing.
Ooh, yeah.
And we changed POV at one point.
And in the aftermath of that episode coming out, there was actually a pretty huge amount of heat around the dog and that video.
Collaboration, the dog, the video,
Not necessarily between us and you, but between the dog and its owner.
Right.
And so what we're kind of hoping...
And us and the dog.
Us and the dog. Ooh. Yeah.
Sorry. Let me just put these sunglasses back on because I like where this is going.
Okay. So
would you say it's Hollywood time?
I think it's Hollywood time. You know, TikTok
We've never done this on the show with you. This is your third time doing it. Yeah. We've never
been able to get to Hollywood time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I would love to
actually the sunglasses were off screen in previous episodes.
Well, I don't think you ever got to Hollywood then.
I think he bought them about a month ago, if I'm being honest. Yeah.
And I think they've got a bit of a 70s Hollywood aesthetic. I thought it'd be fun for the show.
Again, this is your third time doing it. And maybe after this one, if we do sort of get to that point of the show, we can play with costumes and like fun. I don't think we're quite.
Yeah, I'm open to some costume comedy being a piece of the show. I don't want to put too much weight on it just because like it might not work.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I understand
it's earned
that,
too, I think.
Mm-hmm. But you've got to understand Hollywood is a beacon for those around the world. We're not from Hollywood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when we look at Hollywood and the images coming out of Hollywood, and when we come here, it's a very sacred place for us as filmmakers.
I feel that as well. I would love to honor the tradition that has been built here of producing content and putting stuff out there that actually like gets to the point of
there's an idea behind it. There's a mission statement there, and you're following forward. I mean, that said, you know, here I am dragging this guy, raking this guy over the coals for costume comedy, but I actually am also dressed a little bit Hollywood a little bit.
I think it's hilarious
because I did
the way you're dressed.
I put a hair clip in, a little watermelon hair clip, which is, this was my daughter's in my pocket, but I thought this is cool. This is very Harry Styles. Do we have Harry Styles?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
He is in Australia right now.
As we speak.
Wow.
Okay, wow.
Wow.
He is so...
Do you know what he's doing?
Have you ever seen Auntie Donna and Harry Styles in the same room together? I think there's a little internet conspiracy theory brewing.
This I like.
That's a funny idea.
You guys are actually...
I wish
the three of you were him.
I wish I was one third of Harry Styles.
Yeah,
he is. Cool. He's so fun,
and
all his clothes are.
He inspired me to put this in my hair.
Yeah. I love that. I love
a lot of girlfriends as well.
Heaps of
watermelon hair clip.
Did you wear that here? Did you wear that
in
here?
His pocket? He
it was
said.
My pocket.
No, you didn't have
fantastic.
It in your hair.
No, he said it was in his pocket.
Is the watermelon song you did? That, is that one of his? Or
I hope so.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. He's great.
I don't know if he says haha and then that.
So we want
to watch more TikToks. We would love to be able to kind of expand this into an ongoing format that we can do a few different things with. If you could please, whatever it is, if you could just hang on to it, because like this one part, I do just want to, I know you have something. It goes without saying that you have something that you want to share.
We always trust you to bring something.
A story from your life.
You know, that's, you know, if you're insecure about that, oh, they think I don't have anything. That's never what's going on. You know, in our head, we're thinking, when it's time to throw to Mark, he'll have it. You know, he won't leave me hanging.
But right now is... This is like the concept. It's coming out right now.
If we can get that out clean,
is there any risk of
tons of room for personal stories? Or not. Hopefully not.
You've worked with Mark for a long time. Is there risk of him forgetting what he had?
Yeah.
So he actually might forget.
Yeah.
And I also think
write it down on your credit card.
there's no room left on it. It's
you signed it so many times.
I signed it. But no. Look, this isn't about me. This isn't my fucking podcast. You've made that very clear. Please. Continue.
Can I say one
setting
thing?
Up the premise or whatever it is?
He's gonna say no.
Yeah, I know. Apparently, Mark can't say. But I need to say something about this situation because I need to come in and defend my friend. If you'd like me to do that for you, Mark.
Well, yeah, I need someone to defend me.
We call Mark.
Apparently, I can't fucking say anything myself.
Yeah. Well, this is the point. We call Mark in our group. We call him the well because he is an endless well of creativity. Now, if you are choosing, he's offering up a bucket. And if you are choosing in this moment to say, no, we're not going to go to the well.
Mm-hmm. Don't sip from the bucket.
We're going to set up this concept that we've come up with a few weeks ago. We thought this would be fun. And you're
thinking that what he has is actually
Mark
maybe
water
topping
to your lips.
What we have, which is something we've put some time into, which is an entire format.
I'm sure it's really cute. But you...
Yeah.
You make your choice. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
You make your choice. You don't want to go to the well?
Yeah, you don't want this to be a funny podcast.
It's crazy because we call Kevin the well.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but you it's just because every time we ask him, like, does he have a guest for this week? Or like, can he get us someone bigger? He goes, well.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
No. Please, I apologize. I apologize for coming onto your show and talking. I take that back, and I want you to go on.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I know this is supposed to make me think like, oh no, like, oh, we lost Mark, but I guess
no, I'm not trying to guilt you.
The beauty of having two other, like, complete...
I'm not trying to guilt you.
Okay.
I'm not trying to do anything here.
Mark.
I'm just...
Mark.
I've been told...
Shut the fuck up, Mark.
Yeah, I'm going to, because that's clearly what everyone wants.
Just... Mark.
The format is called... Talk and talk. We talk.
Or talk talk.
Or talk talk. We're talking about different, like, talks, like TikToks.
Talk talk.
And this specific incarnation of the format is called The Dump.
This is The Dump. This is where we, you know, join us in The Dump. We're kind of like, we're the junkyard dogs who are all at The Dump. Where we dump all the hottest TikToks from the week, and we talk.
The Dump.
The Dump.
Talk and talk. Welcome to The Dump.
And there's other, ideally, you know,
what are the
there'll
other
be
segments?
Other talk and talk.
What are the other segments? What happens after The Dump?
After The Dump?
This one is The Dump.
This one's The Dump.
Oh.
I wouldn't concern yourself. Ideally, the other ones will not involve you guys. We do have some good ideas for some ways to spin off.
You got like
talk,
top
or
of the
talk and talk.
Maybe top of the talks.
That part wouldn't change. So it's talk and talk or talk.
Talk
colon.
Is it talk
the
talk.
Dump?
Yeah, and I'm saying
talk.
Top of the talks.
Top of the talks.
So that's not something we have
now.
Here.
Okay,
maybe you
this
can
is
do
the
top
dump.
Of the talks.
This is The Dump. Yeah, and it could be talk.
Top
of the talk.
I'm confused.
I actually like that.
But this is talk.
I actually like that.
Maybe we have a couple of wells. That's all I'm saying.
This is talk. Welcome to The Dump.
Welcome to The Dump or The Dump?
Well, I guess both, because The Dump is part of it.
But is The Dump one segment of talk?
This is a format. Within the talking talk umbrella.
It's like Hollywood Squares. I get it.
Yeah.
So after the dump,
well, it's not,
like
no,
Hollywood Squares.
I don't think I
that,
can let him think it's like Hollywood Squares.
Well, no, I think it's Hollywood Squares in that like there's nine squares, and this is one of a larger group of things.
You're digging
that's
a little
not
deep.
How he means
no, no, you're
it.
Digging a little deep. I think I just mean Hollywood Squares is a format, and this is a format.
Right.
I was explaining formats, if in case anyone didn't understand.
Do I need him to understand it?
Let's. We gotta watch more. Like we've already gone very long.
Mm-hmm.
We do have to watch. Kevin, are we able to just like? Oh, you've got
watch?
One up already.
Oh, okay. Great.
Okay. So you got these suggestions for these from listeners?
That's right. These are from listeners.
Okay. Wow. So this is the dump listener edition.
Ooh.
So what we see here is there's a husky dog on the screen, and it says. There, I can already see that there's words on the screen, and it says, sending my dog out to capture something adventurous.
And Kevin, is this your account? Is this your Finsta again?
This is my Finsta. It's my Instagram that's connected to my TikTok.
Okay, so if we remember, that was the case last. So we have consistency across the episode.
Is
this
it,
is Instagram.
So we don't have to dig in too hard on that.
Connected to his TikTok, and it's his Finsta.
Is it okay if I close my eyes and... have it described to
can
me.
Can I? Yeah. Can I just get a touch base on? I don't really remember what we did.
Exactly
last time.
What we did. Yeah. Well, that may be the case for some audience members too. It certainly, I think they remember what I did, but maybe not what you guys did. So, let's figure out what we're gonna do because I know that we had sort of different roles. Mark, you did close your eyes and you had the TikTok described to you.
Yes, and I still haven't seen that one. The first one we watched.
Do we watch the first one again?
Well,
no,
I was
right?
wondering if I could have it described to me because I don't remember it. And
the original one?
Yeah.
Are you sure about
that? Well, I did do that.
We did talk a little bit about
it. But I don't remember it. And for me.
You don't remember it from when I.
If you want me to be in the dump. We got to go back to where the dump started.
Okay. But you had committed to not contributing at all.
Mm.
But now that's back on the table, I guess.
Yeah, that's right.
If we describe the last video.
Just when you think the well's run dry, he hits you with a big
again.
Old splash, huh?
Drink up, boys.
Look, you don't have to.
And so, And if we. Describe that earlier video to you, you will then agree to contribute by having new videos described to you.
You got it, baby.
Okay. Can I explain my issue with this plan?
Yeah.
I'm excited now and intrigued by
about the new one.
What adventurous thing is this dog capturing? How
I gotta
is it
say,
capturing
yeah,
it?
I was curious too.
Kevin, do you want to pull that first one back up? I mean, well, I don't know why we got rid of that one. This is the original one. Do you want to watch this one?
Kevin, can you give me a goddamn warning if you're going to play that thing so I can close my eyes?
Sorry, okay, sir.
Because he just wants it described.
You don't
want to
watch it, man?
You want it described after or while it's
I
playing?
Really just like, I really just don't want to get in a situation
do
where
I look
we're
like
the
I
exact
give a fuck?
Same old TikTok
I thought
again.
We'd watch at least one. Ideally, you know, when we talked about this, we said, hey, let's get like 20, 30 TikToks. Because I don't know if you've ever seen some of these shows, Tosh.0, Ridiculousness, but there's these shows where they watch.
But in my head,
videos.
I was like, there's a chance we're only going to get through like a couple or three.
Yeah, three maybe.
And never did I think that we would.
I thought we did do at least one. I thought for certain we're doing one.
Yes.
There's no way we're doing the same one as last time.
But do you see my worry now? If we don't get to the first one, I might never know what adventurous thing that dog did.
I'm really
concerned
about
that.
That
makes me sick to my fucking stomach.
If we had started with this one, awesome. But I'm a little bit upset with you guys for introducing something else without considering the fact that we might want to watch this one.
So you also want to watch the old one again?
Well, I think it stands to reason that we'll watch this one. That's sort of assumed. So the fact that you teased me.
So you were assuming that we would go back and
watch the
original one
again. We got to watch
the
first
one
again. That's a given to you.
Absolutely.
I didn't think this through.
And now you've teased
you
me.
You guys are fucking
one.
Teasers. Look what you've done to Zach.
Okay.
I'm mad. Right
well,
now.
Let's get through this one then.
I'm going to close
let's
my
do this
eyes.
One
if we
so,
can.
Just to
so
clarify.
This one says, I, go ahead. Let's
do you want it?
This
do you
first.
Want it described to you during the video or after?
I mean, if I have to make every fucking decision around here, fine.
So last time, but I feel a little more.
What? Why okay. would it? It doesn't bother me. All I want is this described to me after you've watched it.
After.
And
so we all watch it and then describe okay. it to you. Okay. Or, so last time we
but
had
comment on it while you're watching it.
Okay.
Either one is okay.
Easy.
No, no. Listen.
Okay.
Comment on it while you're watching it.
Yep.
Okay. And then describe the end, it to you.
Okay.
So you a want summary. Us to lead with opinion and
fact. I don't care. Honestly, I don't care.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So last time we weren't, now that we know what's coming, I think it's okay to talk about that specific piece of it. The angle does change.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And last time we had committed to shutting it off if that happened.
If it happened.
But now we know what's going to happen. We so know, we are going to watch it all the
we
way through.
We can get through that.
And I'll just read the text before we start. This is the from the owner's perspective.
Are we starting?
Not the video itself, but the before we start.
No. Before we start, we'll
the text is part of it. I asked my dog to record me while I danced for the first time on TikTok. And now I'm actually just kind of, I almost feel like this is, did it always say for the first time?
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't that feel like it's new?
I think we actually sorted through it quite a bit.
Oh, we did? Okay. I don't remember that.
Did we cover
I'm
this?
I was closing my eyes. Is someone going to tell me when I actually have to close them? Because I feel like
it feels like you're reading it for the first time.
What's at stake here, I guess, for us if we don't do this stuff? Because again, you already quit the show.
Yeah.
And now you're all the way back.
Yeah.
So what?
Are you talking to me?
My eyes
are closed, so okay. I can't tell.
I guess really what's at stake is if he does fully disengage, I think Bron's going to become a monster in here.
Yeah.
And I can sort of feel
he's
going to
have
like
so
wait,
much. The lane's going to be clear.
Opportunity,
the sniper.
Yes.
This guy's he's cooking up a pull quote right now that will savage. Mm-hmm.
He's got
you.
Me in his sights.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you hadn't finished reading that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I asked my dog, starting from the beginning.
I am closing my eyes.
I asked my dog to record me while I dance for the first time on TikTok. Her reaction is priceless.
Now, can I just say, before we start playing this, I'm a little worried because you said you were going to read everything that's on this TikTok.
Pause it if
it's paused, it hasn't started.
I
and
did.
You didn't read everything. That's
I said
on
I'm.
TikTok.
Well, I just said that it says TikTok on it.
It and does say
and,
TikTok.
And the dog's harness says Ellie, but I'm actually not sure I did say I'm going to read everything on this TikTok. It doesn't really seem like I would say something like that.
There is the TikTok logo, and then the word TikTok underneath that
it's
is
fine
the
to share
username.
It seems a weird thing to promise at the beginning.
And I'm then there is sure also the that. Name of the dog clearly spelled out on their collar.
Yeah. And also the number of...
It's not a collar, it's a harness.
The number of likes is 4.4 million.
Yeah.
And seeing that is making me a little sad because I do sort of feel like we're just all around something that could be kind of embraced in the same way. And I just feel like we just kind of can't get out of our own way with this stuff.
This is very frivolous, all this detail. I don't give a shit about this.
Well, let's watch the video and then let's describe it to Mark, who's got his eyes closed.
Oh wow! The guy's having a bit of a dance,
doing like a proposal dance,
but a mock proposal.
Yeah. And just you're just seeing him dance, kind of pointing at the phone, but his dog is manning the phone, I guess.
Now,
and it's a reverse angle of the dog.
Song started over, so this is in real time. Dog kind of panting, and then
the dog just looks like has kind of an unpleasant face.
Oh my god. Yeah. It kind of looks like the dog's getting a little like the dog's really liking the dance at the end.
Well,
that's one interpretation.
Yeah,
I
that's
guess.
Not wasn't that wasn't the original takeaway.
Yeah.
You didn't interpret the dog
that the dog was really liking
like,
the dance.
Really getting it.
I think the last time we watched it actually my wife had texted me this video during the recording and she did prime the pump by saying that the dog doesn't like his dancing. And that may have impacted how we viewed that face.
Yeah.
And removed from that context with, with hindsight.
Mark, open your eyes.
Or is this not still a description of the TikTok?
Yeah, but we're not playing the TikTok anymore.
Right.
Maybe we are able to find new things in this video. Maybe it is good that we watched the first TikTok again.
I felt this way before also, but I do feel ready to watch a new one.
Mm-hmm. Once this is described to me.
It has been described.
What do you need to know?
Every aspect of it has been described. I understand that you would maybe be concerned that you're missing.
Why are you breaching the agreement that we had before?
So we're not. We did. No. What I'm saying is we did describe it, which is exactly what we agreed to do. There's nothing more to it than what we shared. And actually, you said it was an excessive level of detail.
But Zach discovered another layer.
Maybe we go back.
Where it's possibly some... I mean, are you implying that it's sexual arousal on behalf of the dog?
There is a sexual arousal.
Because the owner is like...
The quote might be happening. Go ahead.
Maybe it's his lipstick.
Well, it says her reaction's priceless, so we know the dog is
I'm sorry.
Fuck. Hey, I got a question for you. When we watched this last time, did it have 4.4 million views?
No, and this is what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, that's why.
What happened in the goddamn business
idea? That this generated a huge amount of heat for this video and the dog.
That kind of heat. I thought it was more like internally for your podcast listeners.
We got a little, like a tiny bit of it. I think it mostly went to the dog.
The dog, unfortunately, yeah. That we had some runoff, I think, from the dog.
Yeah.
But we did really inject this dog with some serious clout.
That is phenomenal.
And I can't wait to hear what
we
the
did
TikTok
it.
Was.
We did
We've
it.
Done
we,
that. We've done that.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to side with the boys. That's not of Hollywood.
Do you have questions about, like, other than just asking what
kind
it
of
is?
Dog?
Well, you can see the dog.
I'm not looking. I told you I refuse.
Okay.
Like a Labrador, I think.
I think it's a golden retriever.
No, it's a golden retriever. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Right. So, agree to disagree.
What was the dance?
We did describe the dance.
So, yeah.
You didn't. No, you
just said he got down on one knee.
That's not a dance.
It was part of his. It's what happened.
Who was he proposing to?
The dog. We definitely said that.
He's proposing to the dog.
He's pointing at the camera.
But the setup
is
that the dog doesn't like the dance.
Well, that's not... The setup is that the reaction is priceless. And then everyone...
Well, it was the setup that your wife did.
Yes, but that was the last episode. I think we are getting bogged down in what happened last episode.
You know what?
And this is a new episode, although it doesn't feel like it because we only watched one fucking video, the same fucking video.
Well, if this is too hard for you... to do, I understand. And
are you talking about describing the video?
Yeah, I'm happy to move on.
We did it.
Describing the video is not too hard for me to do. Describing the video to you has proven to be quite challenging,
and
because of your mind and its failure to absorb the description, which has been provided now
dozens.
A half dozen times, conservatively.
Conservatively.
And again, I still don't really feel like I understand what's at stake, just if we don't do this.
Yeah, if we don't describe it, I guess you just, like, won't fucking stop asking us to, which has been pretty effective so far. But at this point, we may need to watch another video while you keep asking us to describe this one.
Do you mind if we have a private conversation just quickly?
Who's between who and who?
You can listen in. We'll keep the microphones to our mouths. But I would love to just have a little... company debrief.
Okay,
it'd be good because I'm getting frustrated.
Okay. And I think.
And when
me,
when we hear about stakes, I just want to say I understand that this has stakes for you. He is, of course, carrying his brother's credit card. We have established
it's my credit card. It has my name on it. It is linked directly to my brother's account. So anytime I spend money, he gets a notification on his phone. And usually, I'll text him beforehand and say, "Is it okay if I use the card for this?" And he'll say, "Oh, yeah." We fully agree to that, but that's fine. Like you said last time, you know, it's emergencies happen. It's what it's there for. So let's just get that clear.
And you've got to understand as well, I think full disclosure here, Mark got me into the American Express airport lounge before I came here.
Yeah, and they're not going to let me.
Did you text your brother before you did
that? No, because they didn't charge me anything.
Okay.
I only have to text him if I'm using it to buy things.
So I've had...
And they're not going to let someone into the Amex lounge whose name isn't on the credit card. So it's mine.
So that is a defense.
Your credit card that you're not allowed to use.
But full disclosure.
I'm allowed to use it. I am allowed to use it. In fact, mm-hmm. I did mm-hmm. use it to pay for our Ford rental car.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So don't... Can we have this conversation? Because I'm starting to get
pull up the second video while they're doing
this. Get the second video on the screen.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Mark, you need to pull your fucking head in, man.
Just quickly describe to me what happened in the TikTok.
It doesn't fucking matter. Broden, you are embarrassing us in front of our Hollywood friends. And that is not how
you talk too much. Broden, what happened in the video?
Broden, please don't. He's making an asshole out of us. Do you understand?
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
Just say what happened in the fucking video, man. It seems they're fucking incapable of doing it.
I've been here the whole journey.
Clowns.
Sorry, but clowns. Hayes, do we just watch the next video?
Please don't. I'm sorry to interrupt your conversation.
Describe it to Zach.
I desperately want to watch this video.
Okay, yeah.
More than anything.
I want to see it too.
Yeah, well, that's my thing.
It doesn't feel like this is going to be adventurous. I mean,
my opinion is you watch it with full knowledge that he's going to continue to ask for the previous video.
And I said that a few minutes ago. Yeah,
yeah. And I think that's what you're just going to have.
I'm happy to move on.
It's not perfect.
I am so happy to move on. I'm happy to move on. I am. I feel like I'm being painted.
I haven't got that impression.
I feel like I'm being painted as a villain. When
You just wanted to move on this whole time.
When I agree to a contract, so like, for example, my brother gave me a credit card. And what I agreed to was anytime I was to spend money on it, I would text him and ask him if it was okay. And I've lived up to my end of the bargain with that. And all I wanted was have the TikTok described to me both during and after the TikTok. If that is clear, go back and fucking listen to the episode yourselves. That is what everyone agreed to. I've been shortchanged. I'm getting the shit end of the stick. And yet, I'm the motherfucker in this situation.
Do you think when Tracy Ullman rolled into Hollywood, got herself a television program on Fox, do you think that she did that by upsetting established Hollywood people?
I don't know who that is.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Shut up and listen. Learn something.
I am... All right, I'm sorry.
So, oh, don't be sorry.
Just quickly... Just give me the note. Just give me like Mark. The footnotes.
Mark.
I haven't seen it.
Stop it. Stop.
If we could just take some guesses at what the something adventurous that gets captured by the dog.
Yes.
If every one of us gets one guess, you know. I think that'd be good.
Yeah.
Might be a nice palate cleanser. To
yeah, I think that'd be
like,
fun.
What's something adventurous the dog, you know, the dog might
capture something.
Capture.
Sending my dog out to capture something adventurous. So we just guess, we each guess one adventurous thing.
Capturing footage of something adventurous or him.
Well, that's part of the guess.
Well, yeah.
It could be footage. Yeah. Sending my dog out to capture something adventurous.
Yeah. So you're thinking it might be like dog, like.
Don't like, say anything. Let me guess.
Yeah. Well, you just said footage, so yeah.
But I'm a... So the dog's doing like... That's a macro like question.
Reportage of some kind.
A reportage?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Cinema verite.
I can go first if it makes people comfortable.
All right.
Give us an example.
Because I'd say Indiana Jones was my guess as well.
Did you think the dog's going to go and shoot?
That was my guess as well.
I think we were both thinking Indiana Jones.
Yeah. No, it's going to capture Indiana Jones.
Yeah, okay. It will capture Indiana
because
Jones.
I don't think the dog is going to... Oh, he's going to shoot like film.
How would it capture him?
How?
Huh? Go kill him. Kill him with like a blowgun or something.
A blowgun?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think the TikTok...
A blowgun?
Will be a dog.
Mark.
Yeah, well, no, it's...
I just...
Mark.
Rather than explain this, I might bring up a third TikTok if we want to...
Don't.
I think we all are committed and we're very, very close to seeing... what the dog is going to capture. We do just need three more guesses, and then we can do that. But this is part of the format. Is like it's talking, and so we
the dump.
We just it's talking, the dump. Welcome to the dump. And so
is
we
is it the dump of TikToks.
It's a TikTok dump, but we're in the dump.
So that's
and
why
ideally, well, you know, there'll be hopefully some visual effects where there's like piles of trash and like burning tires and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
and that's when people watch the video.
And it'll say like above, floating above each of our heads.
Top of the talks be a different set.
Floating above each of our heads right now. Sorry, I forgot to mention this. It says Indiana Jones above both of our heads right now because those were our guesses for what
Kevin agreed to do that
thing was that the dog. We haven't talked to Kevin about this, but we're not. Not going in house for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you see though that Broden has brought up the issue of how, like, I think above your heads there needs to be clarity on the type of capture. So for both of you,
they said
it says
kill him.
Just that's what it needs.
It
to
says
that's what I
sorry.
Said.
At
the didn't say kill him. Yeah,
yeah and at the, he, but at the bottom it says what's something adventurous that this dog could capture.
Uh huh.
That's the question. That's the prompt. Indiana Jones, it reads up here.
Indiana Jones up there.
As
well, yeah.
And so as soon as you each say,
well, his also would say, kill him with a blowgun.
No, it doesn't.
No, it
it's
doesn't
just
say,
that
it's
something
just,
adventurous.
No, we just have to guess.
So whatever. So
and so as soon as you guess something adventurous, that's going to appear over your heads as well.
So if he goes and films Indiana Jones, captures him on camera, you would still technically be correct, even though that wasn't
Price is Right rules, then the person who guessed kill would not get, I guess, to keep the...
Right.
That checks out.
So we just need each of you quick, something adventurous that the dog is going to capture, and then we watch and find out what it is.
I got to go. That's nice and easy for me. It'd be the Rock's character in the new Disney... Well, not new. It's been out for a couple of years. The Disney Jungle Boat.
Jungle Cruise.
Jungle Cruise.
Jungle
really
Jungle
brought
Cruise.
The adventure film
Jungle
back,
Cruise.
I think.
Yes.
A fun one.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if we could trim that down a little, we don't have like infinite space above your head.
Do I know the name of the character? No, I don't.
No, but just like, how do you want to say that in three words? That's what we have.
Three words?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Three words.
Just that's all
you
we
say,
can
fit. Dwayne Johnson, you say rock. It's one word. You save a word.
But I see
but
the, what
not,
I want to say.
It's
Jungle Cruise,
right.
What I want to say is Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Okay, that we can't
character
do. And I would love to. Okay, yeah.
See,
we're way
see,
over
wait.
At that point.
As rock Jungle Cruise.
As Jungle Cruise comes up, I mean, you know, and you've been talking about your brother so much. I feel like we haven't talked about our other family, but my brother-in-law did enjoy the Jungle Cruise film.
It was fun.
Yeah. His review was somewhat specific, you know. I don't know if it's the actor or the character's name. There's a gentleman in it named Eddie Ramirez. Mm. And what my brother-in-law said to me was, his Spanish is beautiful in the film.
Mm. Is he Spanish? Is your brother-in-law Spanish?
No.
I was really blown away with, did you know that The Rock... changed his workout regime, did a slimming regime. He did not, he debulked. I don't know how you'd call it. I'm not a sporty guy, but he made his,
it's a cutting phase.
He got rid of, he lifted lower weights. He made his body slimmer and less muscular than he is in say the Fast and the Furious films because he wanted to more realistically look like a gentleman of the time.
And it shows.
So it will say, I guess.
What? Because he did. I looked
small,
at him.
Small muscles rock.
Small muscles rock.
Yeah.
Small muscles rock.
Well, they're not small by any standard.
All right.
Small
I'm trying to help you. So I like.
And we just need two more guesses and then we'll come back tomorrow and watch the video.
Less muscles.
Smaller.
Rock, parentheses, less, smaller.
Smaller
rock,
muscles.
Parentheses,
the same number
muscles.
Of muscles.
Same
yeah,
number, but you don't.
Yeah.
Right.
Rock, different size muscles. Right. I guess that's too many.
Yeah, that's too many.
Rock, smaller
different
muscles.
Different muscles.
And then, you know, if we can have a little bit more.
Well, we can do the Jungle Cruise.
So that's
or
up
something.
There. We have rock, parentheses, small muscles.
Smaller.
Smaller muscles. So we have that for Zach.
Fingers crossed
I
get this one.
We just need...
Fingers crossed I'm correct. I really think I might get this one.
We just need two more guesses for what the dog is, something adventurous that this dog will capture.
Indiana Jones for me as well.
Okay, so we have Indiana Jones also for Broden.
That's three for Indiana Jones.
Yes.
One rock, smaller muscles, hopefully in the Jungle Cruise font.
Bone.
Okay, so above Mark's head, it is, it's going to say bone. Okay, now we see, and if whichever one of us is right, then that one, like, it turns a different color and it
whichever
lights
one of,
up and
so
stuff.
One of yeah. us will be right.
It's got to be one of the five, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Closest, five whoever big gets like it, yes. whoever gets it the closest.
Whichever one is closest.
Without going over. Yeah, without
right. going
over. And if okay. it is Indiana Jones, then obviously all three of you get it.
So let's
oh,
watch.
Well, I guess you guys Am both I... have to say how he captures it.
Now,
you had documentary footage, and then Hayes, you thought just with a big net or something.
You just yes. made that up, didn't you?
No, that is actually
we,
what
we
I was,
work together a
that
long
is
time.
What I, yeah,
we're,
that
we're
is what I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah. we're actually friends outside of the show.
So
is it that must be nice.
Is that fun?
Not always.
Yeah.
I'm going to close my eyes.
Yeah, I'm going to watch the video.
And then what are you going to do?
Hmm?
And then what are you going to do?
I'm going to describe the video.
Thank you.
I'm going to describe the video. To my
Great.
Friend, my
I just want to say, me and Broden are friends in real life. Just we went and watched X-Men Days of Future Past at the movies together.
Recently?
When it was when,
like,
when it was,
when
it was
like 2011
yeah.
So, yeah.
So me and Broden are good mates.
I was free that day.
Just the two of you went to see X-Men Days of Future Past.
Yeah, he used to work at a cinema.
I got free. I could only invite one other person.
Yeah.
Right.
We went to see Titanic 3D to Did coincide we? With the release of Avatar 1. You and I. Good friends.
Well, that's great.
All right.
We've never seen a movie together.
Eyes are... closing.
I think we saw Real Steel.
Oh, saw Real Steel.
I got my eyes back open.
Good memory.
Again.
Don't you think?
Is that the boxing?
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman. Yeah. Box, robot.
Boxing. Can someone give me a cue?
Robux.
Yeah, we're moving on. We're just
Robux.
Boxing.
I don't know. That's not good.
Boxing robots. Oh, there is.
Oh, wait. Stop. So,
is this part of the? Are you describing what's happening on the TikTok?
Oh God, Mark, you would not believe this.
So, something was hidden behind the play sign.
Oh,
well, hidden from most of us.
What
you saw it?
Broden must have.
What?
He's got a camera.
He's wearing a camera. He's
attached
a GoPro
to his head. Right. The dog is wearing a GoPro on his head.
I didn't see that.
That is fucking.
Sorry.
He is doing reportage.
He is capturing. Footage.
Are we not watching it through and then describing
well,
it?
Well, we can't now. I mean, there's this huge reveal. The second he hit the play button, it disappeared. And then behind the white triangle was a camera.
That's great.
Can you imagine that, Mark?
Yes, I can. So, I have a vivid imagination when people are describing things to me clearly. Okay. What I'm asking is this my description?
Well, I
or
think
do
we,
I get one at the end?
You said you wanted both last time. So
and okay. I do.
I saw the
and
next,
I didn't get it last time.
I don't. So I know the answer chicken. Now. I don't want to pretend that I didn't see what because just play it. Yeah, so now we actually do know what the answer is.
Well,
I wish I'd seen the GoPro. Sending my dog out to capture something adventurous, and all his footage is of me having dinner.
Okay.
And so the answer was me having dinner.
Is there
so
any chance that's Indiana Jones in
no,
there?
No, I think the actual winner is. Bone. I think that's definitely closest.
Yeah.
Great. I'd like to put my guess in the running to be considered.
So the question is, what is the closest to the correct answer, which was me having dinner.
The owner of the dog, I'm
yeah.
the dog
or the guardian of the
dinner.
Dog, depending yeah. on how you yeah.
Is it Bone or is it Indiana Jones or is it the Rock's character from Jungle Cruise who is has debulked and has smaller muscles.
The music sting is somewhat sinister, so I do think if we do decide that it should be Indiana Jones, and I'm not ruling it out.
did no one feel like the dog is planning to kill this man? Just from the soundscape?
It's all in the food area. Like, sort of feel like part of his interest in dinner is that there's probably like a bone. I hate the bone off the owner's plate. Yeah, there's probably.
Whose dinner, though? Whose dinner? Whose dinner is he watching? Whose dinner is he watching his own dinner or the guy, human's dinner?
It's the human's dinner.
Yeah. How many bones do you eat?
Well, I don't eat the bone. I give it to my dog after done filming me.
Yeah. The dog's because what the part of the... What do you eat? If there's a bone that you leave, what are you eating?
The meat off the bone.
And what is meat?
Meat.
What is it before it becomes meat?
The
what's
rock.
On the bone?
Oh.
What
muscles?
Is it in the...
It's...
But your whole thing was that it wasn't as many muscles.
But what I'm saying,
you were actually minimizing meat.
Yeah,
the meat of that man's dinner.
You took muscles off out of the scenario.
Now, what happens when you take meat from the corpse of an animal?
Uh huh.
They have
bones,
less muscles.
No, don't answer for me. Don't ask a question and then answer for
us. It's bone. It's just so obviously bones. Yes.
I don't eat bones.
The rock has fewer muscles.
Is that the
muscles.
End of the, of this video, Kevin?
We could watch another one.
So it is
not before I get this one described to me.
This
the
because I can't contribute to who won. I don't know what the fuck happened.
But
to
we
this
gave
TikTok.
You the we gave you the win.
We don't have time to watch another one.
No, we really don't.
Look at me. Do I look like a man who cares about winning?
No.
This one's funny.
Oh, funny one.
Okay, this one's called Dog Dung.
What are we guessing?
All right.
Can I guess?
Everyone guess.
Are we guessing what is the dog dunking?
I think the dog slam dunks a ball.
I can't say that now.
I think
I don't want to have the three of the same guess.
Yeah, that was
again.
A huge problem last time. That made it.
Yeah, that made it really hard.
Maybe we're guessing what happens post dunk.
No, we're guessing what happens, and it's a dog slam dunking.
It says at the bottom. What
and Broden said, and cause I think that's a good opportunity for me to say my guess. Broden said the dog will dunk a ball.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the dog will dunk itself.
Okay.
Okay.
It will jump through the hoop.
I believe that the owner is going to dunk the dog.
Okay.
So if mine says, it's three words each. Mine says owner dunk dog.
Mine says.
Broden says dog slam dunk.
Mine says dog dunk dog.
Dog dunk dog.
I think the dog is going to dunk a donut into a cup of coffee and say, man, I'm getting too old for this shit.
Now, if we could do that in.
Three words.
Three words. Old dog.
Old dog
coffee.
Old dog coffee.
Donut.
Well,
you got to put the donut.
Donut
you got to mention
there.
The donut.
I need the donut in there.
Dog donut.
Donut dunks. Dunks donut coffee. Dog dunks donut. Dog dunks donut.
Old donut.
Dog's implied.
That's four.
Can we hyphenate it?
Coffee.
Which
donut
ones?
Dunk.
Probably coffee old.
Okay, and we Mark's guess, and then.
Kevin just started playing it, so now I've seen more. I feel like I'm at an advantage compared to everyone else.
Can I deal with something in house with Kevin?
Absolutely.
So Kevin, if they do come back, which I'd love to have them back, gone really well. What I would like to do is when you're going to play a video, imagine that playing the video is using a credit card, and imagine that Mark is your brother. And go ahead and just text him or warn him in some way first, because you're going to need permission to do that.
Okay.
Thank you, Kevin.
And do you have you kind of need to guess because that's the only way you can win.
Just do bone.
What does that mean in this context? What does that mean?
Just say bone. He dunked the bone.
What does that mean?
The guy's dunking a bone. What do you mean? What does it mean?
Because this is
a fucking bone.
He's gonna dunk a bone. I've seen half a second of this video. I know he dunks a ball.
Mark, ball is already taken.
Bro, bronze.
Bad luck, baby.
Bronze dead ball.
So you use the information.
What else?
And some videos have like a weird, like,
he's halfway up the ball pops. There's a bone inside. He clutches the bone. I mean, he's just,
you
like,
say
he,
bone.
He said it was funny.
You say bone.
I can't. I already said coffee dog donut at all.
Then don't tell me what to say if you've already had your turn.
Mark, what about?
Fine. I'll take Mark's turn. Bone.
Didn't kill. You fucking set me up. You fucking set me up to say bone and have it die.
He could still dunk himself and the bone. That would get you ahead of both me and Broden. Do you understand? It's about who gets it closest. You've lost ball. You know he has a ball.
I know he has a ball.
You have to get closer than Broden.
He said it's funny. How is it funny? If he just dunks the ball, it's not going to be funny.
I get three words.
Kevin gave us
I get three words.
I think there is probably a
I get
twist.
Probably something
and also the emojis are
words,
like.
Yeah. I get three words. Small basketball.
Mm. Okay.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's good.
It's two words.
What?
And there's no action there, so.
It is two words.
If he doesn't.
Kevin, I'd love to hear. I'd love to hear from you.
Can I play it?
Yes. Yeah,
small pink basketball. Around his body is a fucking
homicide. Okay, so he did just dunk a basketball.
How big was the ball? Just out of curiosity.
I guess smaller than normal.
Mm-hmm. So would you?
I'm not certain it was a basketball.
Would you describe it as a small basketball?
Yes, although like the question was what happens in the video.
It would
I guess
be small
basketball,
if it was a basketball
is technically right, but I do still think dog dunks ball.
The winner is the person with the closest guess. Mm-hmm. And we're in a dilemma. Broden guessed dog dunk ball. You guessed small basketball.
Because what? Two of Broden's words don't count because they're in the video.
The question actually wasn't
what happened.
What's the dog? What does the dog dunk?
We agreed on what happens. That's what it says at the bottom.
We're doing something else.
No. What happens?
Well, I was playing a different game. Go back to the start of the video and let's go again.
I don't think we could guess again? Yeah,
Didn't you watch the video?
No. No, I didn't. And I don't want to talk about it anymore.
We can't do... Kevin, is that The Rock's Instagram on the side there?
He's one of the ones I follow.
Oh, fun.
Okay.
He brings his wrestling experience to his short videos, I feel. You find that?
I feel like this one doesn't count.
All right, one more, Kevin. Really, really fast.
Because I feel like there was cheating...
Holy
and confusion.
Shit.
What is this?
Wow. This one's wild. Mm. I got to restart it.
That was the end?
I don't know.
No, it was. Shit. Okay, so this one is watch me balance things on my booty. But
can
we
I guess?
See...
Can I guess what he's going to balance?
Sure.
Yeah.
Glass white wine.
Okay, we saw that. So this one is ruined.
I didn't. I had my eyes closed.
Are there other things that he balances,
Does
Kevin?
He balance yes.
Okay. Oh, right. Mm-hmm. We can't guess the glass of white wine.
Why?
We saw that.
We already saw it.
I'd like to rule that.
I'm not sure it was white wine.
I always have my eyes closed.
I'm not sure it was white wine. Champagne.
Yeah, it wasn't a champagne glass.
I saw it as like a solo, like a lemon.
It looked like yellow. You know what I mean? It looked closer to Gatorade than white wine.
Yeah, or even a soft drink. I don't know what fizzy drinks you have.
Squirt. Could be squirt. Yeah, could be squirt. Yeah,
could have been. But my answer was glass, comma.
Kevin, how long has this one been going?
We're at like an hour and that's 3 minutes.
That's too long.
All right.
That's really long.
So, these guesses have to be so fast.
Don't worry, we got you. Don't worry, we got that. Broden, you first. My man. My man Broden.
Bone.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.